it's the Cajun music that puts us in the mood to chew the fats with the Bannis brothers, Jimmy and George, famous for their New Orleans-style Heaven on Seven restaurants and cookbooks, their talent for insulting each other, and for believing they're worldly experts on everything, even though they're just a couple of regular guys from...
Berwyn.
Thank you, George.
Quad Cities.
All right, Jimmy.
Whoa, the Quad Cities. That's 3 hours away, door to door.
No, the Quad Cities are Berwyn, Cicero, Lions, and Stickney.
That's right.
Now, let me just say this. I am not a big chicken wing guy, but you guys brought some chicken wings in here last week from Heaven on Seven, and they were outstanding.
Jamaican jerk wings.
Whoa, they were great.
Those are tasty.
And then those chicken enchiladas, we like... You brought one in.
Yeah.
It has to be sectioned off and rationed to the rest of our family because they fight over it.
Is that what we had last week?
Yes. It's,
man, those are great.
Besides pot stickers.
Oh, yeah. Don't mention stickers. A pot sticker. Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. Is this right? Heaven on Seven, the original,
yes.
34 years?
Yes.
Oh, my God. When did it happen?
Yeah.
This week?
That was February 4th.
If you had been on Facebook, you would have seen all the accolades, and you would have just been a part of this.
George is not on Facebook.
Thing. I'm
not.
I know.
He doesn't even know what Facebook is.
He knows what Facebook is.
All right, let's get to the restaurant news here and get the commentary from you boys. Throughout all of February, more than 50 restaurants in Wilmette, Evanston, Northbrook, and other bordering towns have specials from free appetizers and desserts to reduced bills. This must be their answer to Chicago's Restaurant Week. So if you want to check out the restaurants up on the North Shore, you may be able to save a little money these days. How about this? Grace. You know this restaurant, Grace?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have not been there yet, and I want to go.
It apparently is the most romantic restaurant in Chicago, according to Zagat. Grace at 652 West Randolph was selected as one of the most romantic spots in 15 big cities around the country.
Well, what would happen if the four of us went? Would it be romantic?
I took my wife, and she couldn't keep her hands off me. So I don't know. It's got to be.
I got to go there.
Oh, my God. It's got to be the restaurant.
I'll take Bob with me.
You and I, George, are going to be fighting for Bob. Actually, he's going to be fighting for us.
Okay. What kind of food at Grace?
I don't know if they New American possibly, mm-hmm. Molecular.
That sounds like very not appetizing. Well,
that test tube
Curtis, Curtis Duffy, who's the chef and owner of the restaurant, he is by far one of the nicest guys I know.
But is his food good?
His food's great.
Yeah, okay, but what's molecular?
I've never been there. I'm always only teasing. But no, we need to go.
Oh, you have not been there?
No.
You and your wife?
I always
did she just have her hands all over you for any other reason?
Anybody that knows me, they know it's a true lie when I would say that.
Gino's East has a new spot. They're at 500 North LaSalle now. A new Gino's East opened up. 500 North LaSalle Street.
Gotta love that. Then the old Michael Jordan's, the old Ireland's.
Yeah. That's
Ireland?
Right.
Ireland's?
Yeah, that's Ireland's, right.
You were still in Cuba when that Ireland's was there.
The renowned suburban barbecue restaurant.
On a boat.
Which one? Swimming.
May I have your attention?
Okay. Sorry, the kids are playing.
Yeah.
QBBQ.
Is that Cuban barbecue?
No. It's Q, the letter, BBQ. Oh. They're opening in Lakeview. And
that's a nice name.
714
QBBQ?
Yeah, QBBQ.
714 West Diversity. They're in LaGrange and Naperville, and they were among 19 Chicago area restaurants new to Michelin's list of what is that? Bib Gourmand.
Bib Gourmand. Yes.
I want to do a
what does
tour
that mean?
Of
Bib
like
Gourmand.
The top 10 or whatever.
Bib Gourmand is the for when the Michelin stars came out. That's like the. Cost effective.
Oh.
They go where it's on a budget.
Affordable.
Like the Purple Pig is affordable.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, the Purple Pig was in the news. Where is that? I saw a thing in the paper.
I see a thing every morning
picture,
on my Facebook page of whatever the new thing is that is being offered.
A picture
at the Purple Pig.
Of your son, Jimmy Bannis Jr., here. There was an article in the Sun-Times about creative solutions making the most of limited space, and Jimmy Bannis Jr. talking about. The first time he saw the small area that was to become his kitchen over at 500 North Michigan, the Purple Pig, he says he freaked out. Quote, I'm a visual guy, and when I looked at the size of the line before any equipment got put in, I couldn't picture it. But once all the pieces were put in place, And after some very creative and careful planning, Banos Jr. grew to love the small kitchen of the restaurant, a former FedEx office, to the point where now he says he wouldn't have it any other way. It's a very close-knit crew, and we've created an environment where everyone respects each other. What does that mean, by the way, about the line?
The line, the cook line.
Oh, okay.
Who designed it? Or how did you design it? Or well, how did he design it?
We have a, architects and restaurant architects, and then our equipment man, which was, his name is Mark Lacerdo. So if anybody needs to buy restaurant equipment, you have to go to him. He's awesome.
Can he come over and do our kitchen?
Yeah. For about, about $100,000, you'll be in good shape.
Hey, how about this?
That'd be good.
What do you think the next big thing in pizza is? George, what do you think?
I don't know.
Next big trend in pizza. You know, Jimmy?
Because they're starting it already, I think. McDonald's, and what's the other, what's the Mexican concept?
Chipotle.
Chipotle's starting up a concept, I think maybe in Denver, that it's a fast service pizza.
That's it, exactly. It's about speed. Blaze Pizza has opened at 953 West Belmont.
Why would you want a fast pizza?
Restaurateur
Domino's was like that.
Larry Levy has a franchise deal to open 15 Blaze pizzerias around Chicago within the next 6 months in the West Loop and Streeterville neighborhood. And you're right, Chipotle and Buffalo Wild Wings working to make pizza the next fast food. Chipotle is backing Pizzeria Locale, which started out in Colorado. Buffalo Wild Wings is helping out Pizza Rev, an L.A. chain. Because you want, a lot of times I want a pizza fast.
You know, one thing you don't see that much in Chicago, like compared to New York, you still see it, but like a slice.
Yeah, right. You need more places with slices. There's
okay, but I need to do a shout out to my favorite pizza that I've had in a long time. And I wish Lou Malnati's would do this, actually, because it would be so much more convenient. They'd deliver it. But it's that place on right off Michigan and right by the park. What's it called? Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Tavern.
Tavern on the Park is awesome.
Okay, the pizza that they have, I don't know, they put some drug in it that makes you, like,
really?
Need
I never
it.
Had that. It's like a flatbread, isn't it?
It's very, very thin, and then it's got figs or fig products, whatever it is, chopped up on it, and then it's got truffle oil.
Mm.
It is so
could
delicious.
Could have pineapples on it, too.
I think I need to eat a piece right now.
My brother doesn't know what truffles are.
No.
A good pizza is when you're eating it, and the grease drips down your arm. That's a good pizza.
No, that's how you eat a mango, with the mango juice going down your arm. Yeah.
You
that's
probably
the
eat
only way.
Pizza with mangoes.
No, I want the fig truffle oil pizza with mango.
Yeah, see, now, Jimmy, he digs what you like, Marianne, what I call the communist pizza. George and I like...
In honor of the Sochi
maybe sausage, mushroom, onion, maybe green pepper. Cheese. That's it.
Pepperoni. You have to minimal, you can't put too much on there. It's got to be like three ingredients tops.
It's got to be greasy.
Cheese and two other things.
Figs and truffle oil.
There's some cheese.
It is so good.
There's some cheese news. A big story in the Wall Street Journal headline, Why Melted Cheese Makes Everything Taste and Sell Better. Do you find this true in your restaurants?
More cheese, the better. People love it.
Why? And why? Because
they love gooey, cheesy pasta. They put so much cheese on their pasta, they'd love it.
One executive chef in this article, he works for Sonic Corporation, the drive-in restaurant chain. He says it's almost a joke with us in the restaurant business. If it doesn't work, add some cheese.
Add some cheese.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
And... melted cheese, it says here, can be a more powerful flavor than cheese alone. Heat brings out cheese's flavor. And it's called a umami flavor. I've never heard of that word.
Umami?
Umami.
Did you say
your mommy?
That sounds like something in a Japanese roll.
It's the fifth flavor after sweet, salt, sour, and bitter. And it's also found in foods like soy sauce, savory broth, and seaweed.
Right.
Cheese lovers all have a slightly different definition of melt, according to a cheese specialist for Sargento Foods. Some people feel cheese is melted when it softens. For others, it has to bubble and flow. Listen to this. The holy grail of melted cheese science might be making the perfect combination of processed and natural cheese, one that melts smoothly without producing oil but acts like a natural cheese, so it has more texture and stringiness. The challenge of melting natural cheese smoothly has led many home and restaurant cooks to use processed cheese. traditionally a mix of, oh, I see, on cheeseburgers, for example. Processed cheese.
This is the first time I'm reading melted. This article.
Processed cheese includes emulsifiers to stop protein separating from fat when heated, giving it a smooth melt. Other ingredients are often added to extend shelf life or achieve a particular color. Or
I don't
flavor.
Want emulsifiers.
Hey, always remember, when you go to the grocery store and you see, let's say you go today and you go buy something, and it's good until March of 2016. I don't think you should be eating it.
No, I don't think you should be eating either. Right. We do. Like my shoe would be good.
What's that, George?
We do an adult grilled cheese at the restaurant. I mean, what's in it? You know, offhand, I know cheese, but the adult.
Have you ever been to your restaurant?
The adult grilled cheese.
Did you take your medication today?
give me some of yours.
The adult grilled cheese.
Yeah.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Honestly, guy, yeah. You don't know?
He hasn't been there in a long time.
Jeez.
I have. I don't think my brother's been there.
I ate it yesterday.
And you don't know what the hell you ate?
It's got focaccia bread?
Focaccia bread.
And it's got...
Focaccia bread has never even walked in that
it's
restaurant.
It's got You're full of baloney. I'm telling you what it is.
Okay.
You didn't okay it?
Okay, focaccia bread, what else? If it doesn't touch these lips, it's not on the menu.
Let me tell people, you better go to the Heaven on 7 restaurant soon.
And have the adult grilled cheese, which apparently is there, but I don't think it is there.
For lunch.
I think the family's busting up here. Sir Robin Murciano, back with the third generation restaurateurs, the Banos brothers. Did you boys... finally figure out what's on the menu at your restaurants?
Did you kiss and make up?
No, I made sure that my brother's dosage is correct, and he did take his medication today. He's fine, so.
Listen, they've got problems in France, even though they're renowned as a world gastronomic world capital. Odds have grown that a savory-looking entree or dessert, especially at establishments near tourist attractions like the Eiffel Tower, may have been at least partly prepared by an industrial food giant, frozen, then reheated in the kitchen. Even the bread may have been made in an industrial bakery. This is taken for granted in the rest of the world, but to many French, it's an affront to their culture, and they're talking about passing a consumer protection law now. That would guide restaurants. The headline of this story is France, of all places, finds itself in a battle against processed food.
Good, they should.
Yeah, they should.
Well, the Americans, I hate to say, I mean, the fast food like Kentucky Fried Chicken, and which is not bad, or McDonald's, which is not bad. They love it. They're like
the French.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like, oh God, this is unbelievable. I can, you know, a steak frites or a Big Mac. I mean, give me a steak frites. Steak au poivre, you know, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Give me that. And I went to Beijing, and in Beijing, they have on every single street, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
A Subway.
And one across the street from each other. It's like, it's unbelievable.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are there more Subways here, around here, or more Walgreens?
I would say Subway.
I would say Subways.
It's close, though, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
Hey, what's up with the Subway bread? I heard it's got like a rubber in it or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Did you hear that?
No.
Yoga mat material.
Yeah, yoga mat material.
You could bounce a submarine sandwich off the floor with it.
And they always say it's so healthy.
See, George and I actually, we feed each other like that. We bounce it and we can see if we can catch it in our mouth.
Yeah, that's a pleasant image.
I just saw that. What is that ingredient that is in yoga mats and Subway sandwich bread?
Rubber.
Which, by the way, our daughter eats Subways like if it's the biggest treat she ever got. Like she'll come home and say, oh, I did really well on my test today. Can I have a Subway?
Well, it is healthier than some fried foods you can get, right?
It's not healthy to eat that bread.
It's processed.
Everything is processed.
All right.
Processed turkey, processed everything.
Salami is probably, I mean, you can't, unless you're making it or curing it yourself. I mean,
you know, the company says that this stuff is coming out. This is from CNN. Subway says we are already in the process of removing azotocarbonamide as part of our bread improvement efforts, despite the fact that it is a FDA-approved ingredient.
Oh, because we should trust the FDA.
They have good tuna fish at Subway.
Hey, go see Dallas Buyers Club. It's got pretty awesome about the FDA, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Marianne saw it.
Oh, you didn't see it. That's
no.
right.
I was getting fried shrimp at the Fish Keg on Howard. You guys ever been in that place on Howard? Been there many years.
Was it called the Keg or Fish Keg?
The Fish Keg. Wow. You want a good, I used to like to get a nice bag of fried shrimp and some cocktail sauce, stick it in my pocket, and go about my business. Yeah. And you can't do that at many places anymore.
So you can find your way.
Put it in your pocket.
Wait, so you can find your way home. He'd have little shrimp tails all around. Oh, good.
They make their own. You get some coleslaw and fried shrimp. They have all sorts of fish. Fry it up there. Old family business. I'm telling you, on Howard Street, near Western, the Fish Keg. You got to try it out. Yeah, it's fantastic.
There's a new place opening in Glenview called Zoop.
And Zoop?
Zoop. On Finkston and Willow.
Is it soup?
Soup.
Look how good my brother's on. He said Finkston and Willow. Before it would be even Finkston, you just drive up and down Finkston. I'm probably
and
impressed.
And Plaza del Prado or Plaza del Prado, wherever it is.
What kind of soup?
All kinds of different soup. I guess they're copying off the Soup Nazi in New York.
Oh.
But by far the worst friggin' soup I've ever tasted.
What's that?
It's the Soup Nazi in New York.
Really?
I don't know if it's still there.
What was so bad about it?
It just wasn't good.
I love making soup.
Me too.
What kind of soup is your favorite to make?
Gumbo.
Yeah. Gumbo, I love
of course,
gumbo.
But I like
gumbo
lentil soup or black bean soup.
Yeah, me
lentil
too.
Lentil with the andouille sausage.
Yeah, that's really good.
Pretty soon.
But I can't match the gumbo that you guys make. I mean, like, I don't even attempt to do
Mardi
that.
Gras time soon, huh?
Oh, yes, yeah. we're starting now, decorating. The restaurants are decorated.
They're all decorated.
It's nice.
Wabash, Naperville, Rush.
Yep. Yes.
All the Heaven on Sevens.
Yeah.
And then for Mardi Gras itself, what's that drink you guys?
The Hurricane.
A Hurricane, yeah.
March 4th, we'll be open to all restaurants day and night. It's going to be great.
And I think I need a Hurricane tonight.
What's in a Hurricane?
Five different rums and three different fruit juices.
What are you laughing at, Marianne?
I know you were just shocked when you heard that. Five different rums.
I'll have a Diet Coke with a lemon in it, with a lime in it.
I have a seltzer water with no. I have a chocolate phosphate.
Hurricanes are so good, and the thing with hurricanes is that you don't feel like you're drinking alcohol, even though it's got five.
It sneaks up to you.
Exactly.
So you order the second one immediately.
Only the, exactly. Then all of a sudden you feel pretty good until you hit the air, and all of a sudden, boom.
We have Bob driving home.
Yeah. You know what? Next time we'll get to this, but I did a little research. Last week, after we loaded up on pot stickers and we were talking about gyros, I couldn't think straight. So, but I did the research about gyros. You guys taught me how to say it properly. They were never mass-produced in Europe, and there's a big question about the gyros cones, you know, that you see in the restaurants,
right.
And who invented that, where they came from. And next week at this time, I will tell you the story. And you guys don't even know.
Well, I think there's a couple guys in the city. There's like three of them that take they say that they've invented it. Now,
that's true.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. And we'll do it next week. We'll talk about it next week. But there's a major story behind this.
Somebody's selling roses outside.
Flowers. They're limp.
The guys are looking outside the window of the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. What's outside there?
Look at the flowers. They look like they're going to fall off. I don't know.
There's a guy selling flowers.
I think they're rubber.
My question is why...
He got them at Subway.
Yeah. When you're talking about the gyros, why does food have to be all mashed up? Why can't it just be, like, if it's lamb, like a leg of lamb that's sliced?
They do that almost like the Mexicans do the tacos a la pastor, which they have the pork and the pineapple, and then they put a little pineapple on top and all the pineapple juice, which will tenderize the meat.
Have you ever done chicken gyro?
Good.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
You know, I actually went to a place called Los Comales, which is I went to the one in I think it's Niles on Milwaukee off of Ballard, and they have unbelievable tacos al pastor. They have one on 18th Street too. It's pretty good.
Yeah.